Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, foodies, thank you. You made it to Saturday afternoon, and what a spectacular Saturday afternoon it is right here in Southern Arizona. And what I want you to do right now is, if you are in your car, I want you to drive over to Main Gate Square. Follow the smoke, because we have smoke and surround sound. We're broadcasting live from the Louisiana Back Alley Barbecue at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room in Main Gate Square. We've got all-you-can-eat barbecued alligator. We got alligator gumbo. We got a whole pig roast. We got smoked shrimp, all kinds of great Southern-inspired sides, local beers from Iron John Brewing Company, Dragoon Brewing Company, all the great local craft handles, a motorcycle show, T-shirt booth, all you can eat for $35. Get over here down to Main Gate Square to Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room. Again, follow the smoke. The party is getting underway. We're going to be going deep into the evening, or until all that gator is gone. And speaking of smoke, you know, wherever there's smoke, there always seems to be, what a coincidence, our celebrity co-host, because he is a barbecue enthusiast, and he's also the director of the Southern Region for Make-A-Wish Arizona. Put your hands together for my good friend Rob LeMaster.
Hey, man, how are you? Now, there needs to be brisket in that smoke to attract me.
Yeah, I know, because you're a Texas
I'm a Texan. It's kind of beef. It's, you know, the Texas trilogy is brisket, sausage, and pork ribs.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well, you know, here at Red's, they got a full menu here today, not just the Louisiana Back Alley, but they have a killer brisket here. Now, you're a son of Texas.
Yes, sir.
And I see on my U.S. map that Texas shares a border with Louisiana.
Louisiana.
We're partying like they do in the Pelican State here. What do you love about kind of that bayou approach to barbecue, Rob?
Well, they'll seemingly smoke anything. As long as it's got some Creole Cajun spices on it, they'll throw it on there and try and see what it tastes like.
Like squirrel, possum.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I had a chance to go.
I think Granny Clampett's out there somewhere.
I had a chance to kind of sneak out in the back alley, and I saw them unveil. This is a whole alligator, Rob.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just, you know, it's a little intimidating to look at, but it is, it's not moving, it's wrapped in bacon and stuff, so I think it may be okay.
We're going to be talking to two chefs that actually put this event together. Of course, our good friend Ramiro Scavo of Red's Smokehouse and Taproom right here, but he's also partnered with his brother in barbecue, Chef Travis Peters of the Parish, kind of Southern Fusion Gastropub up there on Oracle. You know, you get people like Ramiro Scavo and Travis Peters together doing barbecue. That's nothing but trouble. So what have you been enjoying on your barbecue circuit these days? Are you still doing a lot of queue around town, heading up to Phoenix, doing some stuff
well,
up there?
Well, you know, it's all over. You try to pick it up and see it's, you know, brisket and beef is still the main thing. But, you know, some good pulled pork, if it's there, you know, it's all about the quality. And it's all about what tastes good for you.
Now, on the brisket scene, you know,
yes,
I've tried, and I'm very happy and very proud of my ribs.
Right.
I'm very happy and I'm very proud of my pork butt. I got a 16.5-hour smoke on a pork butt. It is an iconic Russell family experience. I tried brisket once, and I didn't nail it. And what is it about brisket that takes almost a completely different approach to smoking when you're doing the pork dishes?
Well, patience. I mean, you talked about the 16 hours, but it's also getting the right cut of meat up front. You need to go. You can even get it I hesitate to say at Costco.
I'm with you.
But go ask them for the untrimmed. You want the untrimmed brisket. And because the fat content, if it's going to smoke that long, it needs to marinate in its own fat. You need a good fat cap, and you also need to trim it. And believe it or not, there's some awesome YouTube videos that Aaron Franklin of Franklin Barbecue in Austin. People still wait 2 hours in line.
Oh, they sure do.
The only person that's never waited 2 hours in line at Franklin is
Rob LeMaster.
No, Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
They even told Kanye he had to go get in the back of the line. And, you know, so everybody stands in line there. But he has some great YouTube videos. He did a PBS special and he shows you how to trim
how
to take the silver off the bottom. And then he has a special family recipe, and this is only my personal opinion for the rub, is everybody wants all these really funky rubs and all these spices and stuff. And Aaron comes up with an old family recipe, and he shares it with people. And he puts coarse kosher salt and fresh crushed black pepper in a pint. Like in a pint container, like you'd get coleslaw in.
Yeah, yeah.
And he swirls it, and that's the family.
That's it. Generations of rub.
Now, the last brisket I did, the people that came over to my house talked about how spicy it was.
Right.
What did you put on there? That's hot. That's spicy. Black pepper.
That's it.
That was it. It was salt and pepper and thyme.
The irony of the simplicity of the salt and the pepper. That's great.
It was so simple it evaded me for years.
I think you just nailed it. I think you just told me what I did wrong with my brisket, because my wife, who's sitting about 2 feet to your right, she gets rid of all the fat everywhere.
No.
That's what was wrong. The fat cap plays a central role.
It's tough if you cut all the fat off. You can cut it off before you eat it.
Yeah, did you hear that, Nancy?
But it needs to marinate in its fat. The fat cap needs to be on the top.
Right.
And it needs to come down.
Cascading over the protein.
Get it with the point, because the point is where the burnt ends come from.
Yeah. Oh.
So don't get it to where it's just the flat. A lot of the stores will cut it to where it's just the flat brisket. No, you need the point.
So that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
We're talking to Rob LeMaster. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour on this live broadcast from Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room. We love his loyalty to barbecue, but you're also playing a central role in helping to make the difference in the lives of kids and families across Arizona. Give us an update on what's happening at Make-A-Wish.
Oh, cool. Well, last year, we set a record with one wish a day in the state of Arizona.
One wish a day?
365. This year, we're on track to probably do 380, 385.
Fantastic.
It's amazing. We will grant the wish of every child that comes to us with a life-threatening medical condition. And there's some outstanding ones. I met a young man this afternoon who's a junior at Ironwood Ridge, and we're publishing his novel.
Oh, my God.
How unique is that? How life-changing and unique is that?
A human story.
In words. And he started writing his novel when he was a freshman in high school, going through the cancer treatments, and writing was his release. And so we surprised him a month or so ago at school with a Skype from the publisher in New York that says, hey, Austin, we're publishing your novel.
That's got to be the most incredible wish that I've ever seen come true. Now, we got about 45 seconds left. You have an event coming up.
I do. On Sunday, February 19th, we're partnering with the Bald Beauties Project. You know Michael Luria.
Luria, absolutely.
And the Bald Beauties Project is a great, great charity that his daughter started before she did pass away. Kelsey started before she did pass away. And we're doing brunch at Charo Steak from 11 to 1. It's $75 a person, but of that, the charities get 50. We each get $25 a charity.
Great.
The Flores family has blown the doors off of this brunch
down there.
As they always do. And if you haven't been to Charo Steak, they are doing some amazing stuff. It's $75 a person. Go to baldbeautiesproject.org to buy tickets.
Baldbeautiesproject.org. February the 19th. It's a brunch at Charo Steak. Chef Gary Hickey, I'm sure, is going to be a big part of this. Raising money for Make-A-Wish. Bald Beauties is a great alignment.
They are. Pork belly and sweet potato hat. Corned beef hash is part of the deal.
I love it. Anyway, Rob, don't go away. We're going to keep the party going here in this live broadcast from Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room. We'll be right here on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of the Louisiana Back Alley Barbecue right here at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room in the middle of Main Gate Square. We got all-you-can-eat Louisiana-inspired cuisine from barbecued alligator to whole pigs to great sausages and chickens, locally inspired brews. We got Iron John's Brewing Company here. We got Dragoon Brewing Company here. We got smoked shrimp. We got smoke and surround sound. Come on over here. All you can eat. It's only $35. And you get a beer included with that, and you also get a chance to have a selfie with our celebrity co-host from Make-A-Wish, Arizona. Rob LeMaster is back with us. Rob, always fun having you on the show.
No pictures.
I mean, you're a celebrity co-host. Well, we're looking around for our next guest. His name is Rob Bass. Always fun to bring a little extra bass to the party with RB Event Productions. You know, Rob, he's the guy that has brought us some of the most delicious events in town. He brought us the Arizona Bacon Fest. He brought us the Tucson Michelada Challenge. He was the mastermind behind the Nacho Average Tailgate Festival at the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. And he's got an event coming up, I believe, on March the 4th called Lord of the Wings. It is a chicken wing throwdown. Rob, are you a wing guy?
Yeah, they're a little work, but, you know, if they're done right, they can be good.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to do a whole lot of work with brisket, right?
No.
You let the smoke do all the work.
Smoke do all the work. I mean, wings are a little work to eat. Is it, you know, you wind up with more bone than anything.
Yeah.
But boy, the meat's good when they're done right.
Well, you know, my family on my father's side hails from Buffalo, New York, so I was eating Buffalo wings before they were cool. And I got to ask you, when you think of the wing, before you, you know, cut the joints, you've got one side which resembles the drumstick, which we call the drummies.
Right.
And we have the other side, which is the two bones with the meat in the middle, which we call the flapper. Now, I'm a flapper guy. Rob LeMaster, what say you? Are you on the drummy or the flapper side of the conversation?
I'm kind of on the drummy side of the conversation.
Okay, so why is that? More meat? You're going to say more meat.
Yeah.
Now, are
just
you
coming clean.
All right. Now, have you done some smoked wings there at the LeMaster household?
I have not. You know, it's mostly just big pieces of meat. It's like the more massive piece of meat you put on the smoker, the better.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about these little chicken wing things.
Yeah.
No, I'm a big wing guy, and there are, I believe, there are going to be over 40 purveyors of chicken wings that are going to gather together for this great event and really doing a throwdown of some of the best chicken wings around. I think there's going to be a People's Choice Award. There's going to be a Judge's Choice Award. And, of course, if Rob Bass is anything to do with the success of this event, it's going to be a multimedia sense for all the senses. Again, March the 4th, it is Lord of the Wings Chicken Wing Throwdown. You want to go out to Facebook, just search Lord of the Wings, and you'll get all the information. Rob Bass has probably found himself, maybe he's in the clutches of the gator outside. But anyway, let's get our listeners some other details that are happening again on February the 19th.
February the 19th.
At Charo Steak.
At Charo Steak. Let me pull up, I've got some of the menu items, and they're really blowing the doors off of this brunch, like I said, because it's the first brunch that Charo Steak's done. There's a hotel opening across the street from them this spring, and it's not going to have food service. And so they're hoping they can do a Sunday brunch for that. But they are really going all out. I talked about they're going to have an omelet station. They're going to have a waffle station. Mm. They'll have everything. And if people haven't been to Charo Steak, it's an amazing amazing food.
Yeah, I mean, Ray Flores was talking about Charo's Steak with us when we did our show there, and he was saying, take everything you know about the steakhouse concept and deconstruct it.
Well, here, I mentioned this sweet potato and pork belly hash, shrimp cocktail ceviche, Southwestern Eggs Benedict. You know, those are just a few of the things we're going to have down there. And, you know, obviously you'll be able to buy your own alcoholic beverages, and we think it's going to be a great event for these two organizations.
Great. So, again, February the 19th from 11 to 1 at Charles Steak.
11 to 1 Charles Steak.
Make-A-Wish Arizona partnering with the Bald Beauties Project. Go to baldbeautiesproject.org to get all the information.
To get all the information. Yep.
Well, I have good news to report. The alligator has let loose of Rob Bass.
All right.
It was a struggle of epic magnitude, but no one is going to take Rob Bass down except for Rob Bass, I guess. Rob, what's going on, brother?
Not much. Came out to try some gator.
The world is a beautiful place when alligators are on the grill.
It's amazing outside right now.
Well, I did my best to fill in some of the blanks while you were wrestling the gator to the ground.
Yep.
March 4th, Lord of the Wings. Where's this event going to be?
Rito Race Park.
Right on.
So it's actually during the races, March 4th. So it's going to be pretty hectic. A lot going on. If you're coming to the event, you go to the races as well. 40 restaurants, all making wings. 30 beers.
Thirty beers. 40 wing purveyors, 30 beers, Rito Racetrack, March the 4th, what time?
Noon to 4.
Yep. All right, so what's the deal, Rob? I mean, is this going to be like are you as a guest going to have the opportunity to sample all the wings, and is there going to be a people's choice part of the competition?
There's people's choice, and there's also judging as well. So there's two categories. When you walk in, you'll actually get a ballot, and you'll take your ballot, you get out there, try all the wings you can, go up, cast your vote. Help us select who actually is Lord of the Wings.
I love it. You know, I was saying to our audience a couple minutes ago, you are behind some of the most delicious events in town. Arizona Bacon Fest, Tucson Michelada Challenge, Nacho Average Tailgate Festival at the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. Why wings now, Rob?
Wings. How do you go wrong? You know what I mean? We had to fill that gap. There it is. We also do the tacos, too. Metal taquero.
Absolutely.
We do that one, too. Wings just was a big fit. Everybody asked for it, so we did it. That kind of led us to here.
I know I'm a big wing guy. My family's from Buffalo, New York. I'm going to be there. I'm going to try them all. I know all these guys are like brothers and sisters to me. Mm-hmm. May the best wing win. How can people get tickets, Rob?
Yeah, your tickets right now, you can just look us up on Eventbrite. You'll find those. As of tonight, they'll be at Wings Over Broadway. You'll be able to pick them up while we're at Brushfire, too. So actually, box office and all that stuff started today. Otherwise, you go online, go to our the Facebook event page. You'll find the link there. Get it, $40, all you can handle.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Rob Bass from RB Event Productions. He and his team have put together another delicious event of epic magnitude again. It's the Lord of the Wings Chicken Wing Throwdown on March the 4th at Rito Racetrack. Rob Bass, thank you for everything you're doing. Now that croc wants round two.
Yeah, man.
He wants you to go.
I'm going after.
We'll see you, brother. Rob Bass is in the house. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the curator of craft brew here at Red Smokehouse and Tap Room, the Honorable Scott Miller is with us just on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live.
Woo!
104.1 JQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Calling all Cupids. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, it's time to plan your big night out at a restaurant where romance will reign all night long. Commoner & Co. This experience is all about passion on a plate, with a three-course meal that you can create yourselves from a landscape of love, choosing from special starter, entree, and dessert selections. You and your squeeze will enjoy fresh new twists on commoner classics, as well as some hot new dishes that will go straight to your heart. This romantic rendezvous is only $45 a person. And for an additional $20 a person, you'll get a specially designed wine pairing with each and every course. Get your reservations now while you still can by calling 257-1177. That's 257-1177. Or simply save your seats online by going to their website, commonertucson.com. Feel the love on Valentine's Day this year at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live at the heart of entertainment and food and cuisine and cocktails and alcohol and everything that is just out of the world. Of course, where else can that be but Main Gate Square? We are partying like they do in the Pelican State for the annual Louisiana Back Alley Barbecue at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room. We got gators. We got gator gumbo. We got whole pigs. We got southern sides and veggies, local beers, and where else can you get a great locally inspired beer to match up with locally inspired Q than at Red's? And here he is, the man behind the curation. You're a curator now, by the way, of the craft brew scene here at Red's, my friend Scott Miller. Scott, what's going on, man?
Thank you. This is an exciting day. It's fun. It's so much going on. Everything you just listed off that we have to choose from, it's a little overwhelming.
But I mean, when you say back alley, you literally have transformed the lot in the back of Ritz to a Louisiana back alley. I feel a little swampy.
Yes, a little bit. You can see the gator from right here. It's a good atmosphere for sure.
So one of the things I love about coming to Ritz here is you always have these great ideas for pairing. You know, you've got great barbecue, you've got some great beers, and it's not just about putting a cold beer and some protein together and thinking that's going to work. There's an intention to it, and I got to ask you, Scott Miller, when you're eating gator, when you're enjoying the protein from the Pelican State, where is your palate going to go on the beer side? What pairs really well with alligator?
With almost everything that we have out there, especially with the gumbo, the gator, with the spices that they've used, you know, traditionally we talk about spicy foods, IPAs, because the hops accentuate that spice, and that's a little on the traditional side. But there is so much richness in the food that's out there right now that a lot of the beers that we put on are the Scottish ales. We were just talking about the Wee Heavy that Iron John's brewed and brought to us for this event. I've got one or two beers that have a nice smoke finish. We've got from North Mountain Brewing up in Phoenix. We've got they're Grooving with a Pict, which is a Scottish ale, but it has this really nice smoky finish, but with all of the residual, you know, sweetness from the caramel malts and the caramelization that are in those styles.
Beautiful.
I need to try one of those.
Yes, please. We'll take a round. Yeah. Sky, why are you sitting here? Give me some
exactly.
beers. But no, you mentioned Iron John's, and I actually just saw John Atkinson walking around, making sure everyone has what they need, you know, services at the center of whatever he does. Why work with Iron John's for an event like this?
Oh, just because he's so incredibly creative with the beers that they're making. And we've talked before, and we talk about the kind of beers that I like. I love complexity in beer. I don't like one-dimensional beers.
Right.
Some people do. It's just not my personal taste. But why I like John so much and the beers that he makes and the kind of foods that we do, there's so many different avenues that you can go. Like there's not just one right answer. There are three or four different answers as far as what kind of beer will match a food. And because of how creative he is in the way that he's producing his beers, it sort of meets that demand. He's given us so many different options that we can pair with, and so he's just a lot of fun to work with.
And fun to watch work too.
Yeah,
and I see him talking to the chefs, because he approaches the craft of brewing like a chef would approach putting together a meal. I mean, it's almost the same part of the brain that is being tapped into for that imagination, that discovery.
Oh, absolutely. And I believe John's got some cooking chops, too. I'm just listening to him talk. He's got some experience with food and preparing food as well, and I think that kind of sparked his interest to a certain extent the beer. I think he's always been a beer-first guy, but putting those two things together, he's really good. So it's one of those where if we're doing an event and he says, I'll bring you a beer, I don't need to ask what it is, you know what I mean? I know it's going to be cool, and so,
And, of course, Dragoon here, you know, a lot of Dragoon fans around these parts, Scott.
Yeah.
Love working with those guys.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's so gracious. Both these breweries that are here today are just super gracious. Just spending time, and it's clear just from their just passion for what it is they're doing, and then the culture here in Tucson, both on the beer side as well as the food side. They're so supportive of us.
And let's talk about the craft beer culture here at Main Gate Square. I mean, here we are in the craft beer capital of Southern Arizona. Beer program here. How many handles are you running?
So right now we've got 20 handles. Of those 20 handles, right now this is probably the most proud I've been of our beer selection. I've got 15 of those 20 are Arizona-made beers. 12 of those are made here in Tucson. So to be able to be that heavy in one town and still have this great selection and range of beers, I'm not.
And you're moving them all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a sixth is taking 2 months to go through. It's really, I love the balance. And that just says something about this craft beer community we live in. In addition to the handles, you've got just an amazing off the hook bottle shop in the back too.
Yes.
So
yes.
People can come, grab and go, get us up to date on some of the show-stopping beers you got in the fridge.
I love, we've just sort of, pulled a door aside, and that's the side that we're dedicating all of our imports from, and then any of our specialty release, limited release sorts of beers. And I love that door because of the imports, the classic pilsners, the classic English ales. Just sit there. I'll stand and just look at that door and be like, I love that beer. If I were to brew a beer, I'd be modeling that. You know what I mean? And that's where our craft culture that we have here in America today, that's where the roots came from. Hundreds of years of experience producing those beers.
I love it. Speaking of modeling, I see you modeling a 1912 Brewing Company hat.
Yes.
And by the way, a hat that you had to remove to put your headset on. I believe this is the first time in my life that I've seen Scott Miller without a hat on. I love Alan Conger and what they're doing down there at 1912.
They're big supporters of Make-A-Wish, too. Alan does a great job. Yeah, he does an event for us every year, and I love his community spirit and the beers he's doing down there.
And he's a great American.
He served this country in the Marine Corps.
He's a Marine. Semper Fi and Suds. What a great pairing, right, Scott?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Alan was just here this past week. We did a tap takeover with him. One of those beers that we have on right now for this pairing was that weapons check.
Sounds great. Scott Miller, there's a lot of people that want you to get back to work, so go pour some beers, and I'll see you after the show is over.
Scott Miller with
Reds, Smokehouse, and Tap Room. We're going to take a quick news break, and thanks to sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be sitting down with two of the best chefs in all of the galaxy in this live broadcast from Reds, Smokehouse, and Tap Room in Main Gate Square. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tankaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from this epic event the Louisiana Back Alley Barbecue right here. Just follow the smoke down to Main Gate Square, and you will be welcomed by the very open arms of Chef Romero Scavo and his amazing team for this great event. Again, we got all you can eat. Alligator, gator gumbo, whole pig. We got a selection of southern sides. We've got some wonderful craft beers. We got a motorcycle show. We got a t-shirt booth. And we have our celebrity co-host from Make-A-Wish, Arizona. Rob LeMaster is back with us.
Hey, Matt.
Having a great time.
It's awesome down
now,
here tonight.
I'm just about to finish up this Iron John's Pale Ale. What did you suck down so impressively quickly?
I had the 1912, the red ale that he was just talking about.
Oh, right
that,
on.
Yeah.
Nice. We were just talking about Alan Conger.
Alan Conger. He's like I said, it's amazing. And he likes the sours. I'm not so great on the sours, but he does some other stuff that's amazing as well.
Well, you know what? We were just talking about Chef Gary Hickey on
the
show. And there he is, everybody. Chef Gary Hickey from Charo Steak. He's going to be a busy boy on February the 19th for this great brunch from 11 to 1, celebrating all of the great things happening with Make-A-Wish Arizona, with the Bald Beauties Project.
So Gary and Carlota put together the menu, and it is blowing people away.
I mean chorizo chilaquiles.
Yeah.
That's just another day at the office for Gary Hickey, for crying out loud.
Cornbread waffles with pork verde on top. I mean,
What was the agave maple?
Agave maple French toast.
You didn't bring any?
Anyway, but I'm giddy. I'm so excited to introduce our next guest. Dude, because when you think about two chefs in town, two chefs in the entire Grand Canyon state that just do crazy, off the hook, amazingly accurate, beautifully relevant and rewarding experiences. When these two guys get together, I think you said, Rob, it's nothing but trouble, right?
This is trouble.
We got from Red's Smokehouse.
You could tell when I got here it was trouble.
We got Romero Scalpa from Red's.
Yeah.
And from the parish, we got Brother Travis Peters.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Doing great. Now, how long has it been since you guys actually slept?
I think about a week ago.
Yeah, somewhere around then.
I mean, you don't just wake up and decide to put an alligator on the grill and invite your friends.
No,
or maybe
no.
They do that at the Peters house. I don't know.
No, maybe we do.
I think they do. I think they do.
So we're going to be talking about gator here in a few minutes, but I'm intrigued by this partnership because, like I said last week when Romero was on the show, I love you guys for what you do independently. I love the fact that that all of your brands are driven and inspired by regions, like cultures. And that's true here at Red's and across the street over at Pasco.
Absolutely.
As well. And, of course, Southern Fusion Gastropubbery at its finest at the parish. But you guys are coming together to do something that's never been done. Take us back to the genesis of that moment when you guys, popped open a beer and said you wanted to do something off the hook and party like they do down at the Pelican State?
Yes. Well, we said, hey, we want to do something great off the hook. Got to include Travis. Done.
Yeah. And then I literally woke up, saw a text message from Ramiro. We had met a couple times, and we really enjoyed each other's food. My wife and I spent our anniversary here at Red's.
Oh, awesome.
This last year.
You must really love your wife.
Yeah. And she loves me because I brought her here.
Yeah.
And we just got chatting, and he hit me up and said, what do you think about doing a barbecue? And we put the menu together going, well, let's do it here. Let's do it smoked. Let's do it southern. And we just kind of started trucking. The idea started flying out.
Yep. And then you said gator, and I said, that's why.
There we go.
Yeah, because I don't know that a gator has ever climbed its way into the Myron smoker there in the back of the house.
Yes.
Well, this is my first time working with one of those. I'll tell you, it fit just like it was at home.
Yeah.
I feel like that smoker was built for alligators.
Pretty
sure that's why Ramiro bought it.
So one of the things that's so great about this integration is it brings the best of your games to the same event. You know, you got Ramiro's, you know, kind of authentic. I mean, the first time I ever met Romero Scavo, he was literally skewering whole pigs, leaning them over open fire, and said, welcome to Argentina.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how Romero Scavo works.
Right.
You go up to the parish, you get a sense of the bayou in all these wonderful, crazy ways. So you're doing Louisiana, you're doing barbecue, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, and I just think it was a natural marriage. And when he asked me, I was really honored and I was really excited. I've always been a fan of his food, and then I just thought it matched so perfectly to put together this. I mean, it's all southern, barbecue southern, And we're Southern, so I just thought it really was just a beautiful marriage.
You know, Rob Belamaster, our celebrity co-host, he's a son of Texas. He's a Texas dude through and through. His life is about the passion for brisket. But I said, you know, Texas and Louisiana share a border.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He loves swamp food.
Swamp food, it's good stuff.
So speaking of swamp food, you know, the alligator. Let's talk about this animal because I've never had it before. I'm actually going to be tasting my first gator for the first time. Give our listeners a sense, guys, about, you know, what we're on the flavor spectrum. What am I going to get on the palate when I taste the gator? What does a gator bring to the party?
I think the naked gator, before we do anything to it, kind of comes across as if you like a pork tenderloin in texture, and also a little bit of chicken. And alligators on their legs is dark meat.
Yeah.
And also has light meat, just like pork, just like chicken. I think it's just sort of a marriage of the two.
How cool is that?
Super cool. Super cool. When we had that gator and we're breaking it down, Travis was giving us an in-house seminar of the here's the dark meat, here's the tenderloins, here's a different tenderloin that you don't find on normal animals. It's underneath over here.
Yeah.
Here's the best part of the tail. Here's what they call this. And it was a awesome fancy word. I'm like, man, he sure knows a lot about this.
Nothing hides from Travis Peters. But now I learned in my research, though, alligator is high in potassium, high in phosphorus, high in vitamin B12. It's got lots of monounsaturated fatty acids. When it comes to the protein spectrum, this is actually good for you.
It's the next superfood, I'm pretty convinced.
So now, what is it like when you're breaking down a gator? Like, I had my friend Mike Lopez on the show a few months ago talking about breaking down a pig. I'm intimidated, but you guys know how easy it is for a trained hand to break down a pig.
No.
Were there any challenges you might not have been expecting when you actually have to tear apart this bad boy?
No, so the hard work is really skinning one, and the Louisiana Crawfish Company where we got it, they do that hard work for us. It takes a real masterful knife to do that, and
there's some sensitive areas, right?
There
as
is,
you were
there
saying,
is, yeah, you don't ever want to cut the stomach. That's no good. Just don't want to get into that. So they take care of that, and then for the meat, it's really just you kind of break down four areas of the tail, and then for the application we're using, we're just gonna kind of pick it, but for an alligator around the ribs and the legs and whatnot, and kind of put that.
And I was gonna ask, you know, when you think about a pig anatomically, you know, you've got all these great little discoveries around every turn. You know, when you're breaking down a cow, you know where to go to get your cut that you want, and there are different kinds of flavors and textures that you're going to get from different parts of the animal.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what I'm most excited for about working with this now. The more we do it and the more often we do it, we're going to find those faces. We're going to find those pieces and great cuts.
Now, how much alligator did you bring to the party today? I mean, was there like I asked Ramiro this last week, was there like a parade of alligators walking down University Boulevard, taking their last step and jumping into the crock pot?
It was kind of like Ringling Barnum Bailey Circus cruising down. I think, what do we get, 200 pounds? 250
pounds? 200 pounds? Now, how many actual alligators are, you know, these babies? Oh, great.
I think they're teenagers.
Okay, yeah.
They're teenagers.
They're teenagers.
All right. I don't want the
they're 20
they
pounds
got sent to boot camp.
Okay. They're between 20 and 30 pounds each.
Between 20 and 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, are you doing different styles in terms of different rubs or marinates or whatever for the gator?
Oh, that rub you made was amazing.
Oh, thank you. There's a picture of
a fully rubbed gator on our Facebook page.
We did. We kind of had a romance yesterday with it. I gave you some smooches.
Mad smooches.
And how are you guys in terms of, are you roasting, are you grilling, are you smoking? What are you doing to get those gators to where you want them on the palate?
So we brined it, marinated it, we wrapped some of them in bacon and threw them in that beautiful smoker. We also broke some down and grilled them off, and we broke some down and fried them up, made little nuggets.
We
also took some, that's right, we took some and put them in our gumbo. So we got marinated gator and smoked chicken gumbo with andouille.
I mean, where do you go from there, Rob Lemaster? Gator nuggets.
You just get a fork.
it comes very easy.
Now, I got to ask you, speaking of gumbo, you know, and you can't say parish and not say gumbo in the same sentence, because I love your interpretation of the gumbo story over there at the parish. Are you bringing, is that the authentic parish gumbo recipe that you're bringing that gator
that
to?
That is the parish gumbo. We just changed a little bit. Since we're doing it here at Red Smokehouse, we ended up smoking the chicken and treating the gator as well.
Did you see that video of the smoked chicken for the gumbo?
I did not see the video. Now, is that posted somewhere online?
It's on Travis.
It's on my Facebook, yes.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
All right, I love it.
When I thought I was tasting mustard sausage. Oh, here, taste this. And boom, I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? It's the gumbo. Oh, sorry, I thought I was getting something else. This is amazing.
Now, Romero, we were saying that, you know, Mengate Square has literally recreated the back alleys of Louisiana right here to give you that authentic
right here,
look.
Right now.
The first thing I noticed when I arrived on scene to get into full swamp mode was literally a selection of proteins hanging on a rack over fire.
Yes.
What's up with that, man?
It's just something we love to do. Any way to keep just different heights from the fire, different temperature levels. It's backyard. It's backyard. Fire on the ground. How do we get things above it?
That's right. And you know, and fire is literally a manually built fire, and it's just doing what it needs to do. The smoke just somehow seems to be absorbing,
and
I love seeing the fat from those links dripping down over the fire.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, you'll see Romero out there with a shovel, shoveling coals and keeping that sucker burning. That's awesome.
We're talking to Romero Scavo of Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room, and Travis Peters of The Parish, two of my favorite people in all of the galaxy that have partnered to bring you, yes, you, the Louisiana Back Alley Barbecue. It's happening from now until deep into the evening or until all the gator is gone. But there's 200 pounds of gator.
200.
So come on out here, $35 gets you all you can eat. Gator, gumbo, whole pig, southern sides. You got some great local beers here. You heard Scott Miller talk about pairing great beers with gator. I mean, it's like only Scott Miller can say this is the kind of beer that goes with a gator.
Hey, I have a Martian. Scott, what do I pair this with? He'll be all, this.
We're going to make sure that we get an update on everything happening at Pasco across the street, the things you got going on here for Seasons at Reds. We want to get a parish update from you as well. But Rob LeMaster has showed remarkable restraint by looking at a plate of food, and he hasn't touched
it. It's too far away.
He's tried.
It's too far away.
But I have pulled it back aside. But we're going to do a little tasting here. Why don't you guys talk about what you brought out for us?
All right, well, he's jumping right into the pulled pork and andouille sausage, right?
I love this, like a play-by-play.
Yeah.
Romero Scavo.
He's jumping into the pulled pork, has the beautiful smoke ring. It's been seasoned with house vinegar and pork love. Pork love is the pork drippings. Bada-bing.
Beautiful. It's like candy.
Right here we have some of our fried gator.
Well, this was it.
Right here.
Yeah.
That sausage is amazing.
Gator. All right, Rob, have you done gator before? All
right. I have done rattlesnake, not gator.
Grab yourself some gator and hang on for dear life because we're going in. All right, these are the gator nuggets you were talking about.
Those are the gator nuggets.
Now, were these like the mountain oyster of the gator part of the...
That's private. That's private.
That's private. This is a family show.
Most of the meat, almost all the meat really comes from the tail, but we get it all off and we'll create some nuggets out of it.
This is amazing with this rub. This Cajun
put your mic
rub
on it. You got to move your microphone up.
With this Cajun rub. Well, how can I have my mic and my food at the same time?
So this is a rub that I make at my home for my wife and my daughter for the chicken that we do. And I wanted to treat this part of the alligator with that. It's got some cinnamon in it.
It's got the spice on the back
end. It has
a
little ginger in it. And then, then we go full southern with the rest of the spice.
Oh, exactly.
Right here we
That's
have some
amazing.
Mustard sauce for it. If you want some Carolina gold mustard barbecue sauce to dip if you would like. And that's also for the pork. Really made it for the pork, but I think it goes good with everything.
I got to tell you, you're right. I was expecting, tastes like chicken. That gator nugget definitely more closely resembled pork.
Yeah, and then what we did is we took some beautiful rub that Romero does for his, I think it's your pork rub that we use for the gator.
Yeah.
We sprinkled some of that on the gator and finished it out on the fried gator and just kind of brought it all full circle. It's really every bite that you take is kind of a collaboration of our love for our bro ramp.
Watching this guy work with us was awesome.
You know, I mean, it's like
awesome.
Dinner and a show. You guys together are unstoppable.
Oh, man, he was digging through all of our spices and saying, I make this, that, and that, boom, bada, bing, and it was done right away. It was awesome. It was really cool.
Did he make that sound?
When he was touching things, it happened.
Yeah, that's kind of how I think.
We got some smoked peeling eats here as well.
Yeah.
These are beautiful sized shrimp. These have got to be like U4s.
Yeah, beautiful. They're delicious.
Just absolutely gorgeous. Rob, talk about that mustard Carolina style.
Carolina style. It's not my normal, but that is really good.
He's a Texas boy.
The pork's awesome.
We're taking him out of his tomato
now,
comfort zone.
My brother somehow has gotten to where he does a mustard based sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a traitor to our family, but other than that, he's fine. But this is really, really good. The pork is amazing.
And you know, I got Jane McCollum here from N-Gate Square.
Jane.
She's like my personal assistant. Because she's lovingly removing my shrimp shells from my script so as not to dirty up my paperwork here. She's just, round of applause for Jane McCollum from N-Gate Square. I mean, are you kidding me? One of the funnest people to hang around with.
Yes.
And she gets to come to N-Gate Square every day and call it work for crying out loud.
Exactly. Awesome.
Jane is the main
gate. I'm actually going to go one on this
Let's
Carolina sauce. My nephew works for the Carolina Hurricanes.
There we go. There we go.
Rocket team in Raleigh. So,
I
love that Carolina influence. That Carolina, the zip, the acidity of coming in on that vinegar, absolutely beautiful. Well, the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to get a shot at winning a cool prize. Now, this week, our friend Laura Reese from the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. She's hosting the Craft Beer Crawl on February the 18th, all up and down the downtown area. There's going to be brewers at venues all across the area. You can map your own crawl. You can stop off and get something to eat. But if you're a craft beer sophisticate, and even if you're not, you just love great suds, the Craft Beer Crawl is the place you got to be. And we are going to be giving away two tickets Tucson Craft Beer Crawl, again on February the 18th, to whoever answers our trivia question right. Have you guys thought about what would be a fun question to ask our listeners today? Anything fun, anything fresh, anything hip?
I'm wondering if anybody knows, actually, what the large scales on the back of the alligator are used for naturally.
Oh, this is great. Ooh. Okay, so the large scales back of an alligator actually have a function, right?
They have a function.
Okay, there are large scales on the back of the alligator, and they have a natural function. If you think you know what the answer is, Travis, put down the phone. You're not eligible. You're not asking the question, man.
I got to Google the answer.
But he's got to know if the answer's right.
I got to Google the answer.
Send me a note right now on the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. We're going to take emails all the way up until 6 o'clock. If you get more than one right answer, we're going to choose a winner, and whoever emerges the victor is going to get two tickets to the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. We're going to take another quick commercial break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to finish out the show with Ramiro Scavo and Travis Peters talking about what's going on at their respective establishments in this live broadcast from Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room.
Hey, Tucson, are you finding it tough to get rid of those extra holiday pounds that you put on? Maybe you've noticed a little too much wiggle in your walk. Well, there's no better time of year than right now to get up, get moving, and get over to personal trainer Nancy Russell, the official trainer for On the Menu Live. Certified by the American Council on Exercise, the nation's predominant personal training authority, Nancy works with every age group at every fitness level to customize a plan to meet your personal goals, whether it's building strength, balance, endurance, toning and definition, or just overall well-being. Call Nancy Russell today to find out how you can get a personal training session absolutely free. Call 237-9160. That's 237-9160. Your first step towards a new you now.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are doing the Pelican State. That's Louisiana for you beginners. Here at the Louisiana Back Alley Barbecue, Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room in Main Gate Square. The party is going to be going all night long. Again, $35 gets all you can eat. Whole pig. We got gator. We got gator gumbo. We've got craft brews. We got a motorcycle show, t-shirt booth, and our celebrity co-host, Rob Lemaster from Make-A-Wish, Arizona. This needs to be a two-hour show, Rob.
It does.
Jeez.
With the two of us talking?
I tell you, right to your congressman right now and demand that On the Menu Live becomes 2 hours every Saturday. But we're back here with Travis Peters. Again, the trivia question of the hour is, on the back of an alligator, there are these very large scales.
Yeah.
And those scales have a function. There's a utility.
Yeah, there's a couple of them, but there's
scales.
One that it's most important for, from what I've ever learned. So,
okay, we want to know what is the purpose of those scales. On the menu live at gmail.com. Send me a note on the menu live at gmail.com. The winner is going to get two tickets to the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl happening on February the 18th. For all the information, TucsonCraftBeerCrawl.com. You'll get everything you need to know. So, Travis Peters, you know, you're at every food event I've ever been to. Unless you're taking your daughter to the father-daughter dance.
Yeah, that's
By
right.
the way, did your daughter just love that event?
She loved it.
I mean, you're father of the year.
I even got two dances out of it.
You did! Oh, that's congratulations.
Just two more than I got last year. She ditched me right away last time and hung out with her friends.
So what's going on at the parish these days, man? I mean, brunch is like the hot news
brunch
now.
Brunch is blowing up. Brunch is exploding, really.
Brunch is exploding. You're
yeah,
red.
That's right. Just like that. Really, we're just doing that. We're working on our new beverage menu. We kind of change that out 3-4 times a year. And then we're also going to do some new menu items that we're test running right now. Gator might be one of them now that I got a little better at it.
I don't think you have a choice.
No,
I mean, you got some Gator fans here now.
I think so. This place is rolling.
Now, are you still doing a dish at the parish for brunch with spam chorizo?
No, it's chorizo spam.
What? Chorizo spam.
That sounds amazing.
There's a big difference between the two.
That's right. It's called the Mother Trucker. And it comes with chorizo spam. We got a fennel and potato hash with it. And then we make some pimento cheese, and we melt that all over in a couple Sunny Up eggs.
Sounds like a little low country stuff.
Yeah.
Real low country.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why we bring Rob to these shows.
We've been heading a low country direction for a couple years now. So,
you know, there are people that I really, whose palates I respect in this community. A lot of my food-forward friends think the brunch menu at the parish is just something that they've never experienced before, and they just love it.
Yeah, thank you.
I hold these guys in high regard.
Yes, thank you.
Tell everybody where the parish is located.
We are on Oracle and Orange Grove.
Yep.
6453 North Oracle.
All right, Oracle and Orange Grove. Hours of operation?
From 9 a.m. till midnight, and Sunday and Monday night we close at 10 p.m.
And you go home to say hi to your wife and your kids, twice a week now?
Twice a year. Not as many times Romero does.
Twice a year, right.
Get the popcorn appetizer, too.
That's right, the bacon popcorn. Number one seller on the menu.
That was from day one.
That was the first thing I came up with the idea when we decided to do the restaurant.
I remember it. Now, some of our listeners have already has asked me to ask you, are you still wearing the Argyle socks?
I'm not wearing them as often now. We started doing all sorts. There's a lot of sock companies out there. We started finding some fun ones. So.
Oh, I'm surprised they're not sponsoring you.
Yeah, I'm looking for the sponsor.
Wear the socks and make some money, Travis Peters.
Note to all the local sock makers here. Looking for a sponsor.
We're back here with Scott Miller. Not only is the curator of craft brews, but he also is an administrator here at Red Smokehouse and Tap Room. And he's also with the Pasco across the street. Get us current on what's going on in both restaurants, man.
One of the things that's really exciting about Pasco that we're doing right now is that we're doing new menus, sort of constantly changing. And it's allowing the kitchen staff there to practice some of the skills they have and kind of open up. Last night we went over and Chef Sam had made for us this just phenomenal, dish where, we've talked a little bit about textures, where there was so much different going on. Everything from the greens to the pan-seared asparagus to meatloaf with this great sauce. And it was just incredibly complex. Again, all these different flavors for a relatively simple dish. It was a lot of fun.
Sounds gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. You know, we're talking a little bit earlier on in the show about how all of these concepts that Romero and Travis have kind of put together are all inspired by culture, all inspired by region. So here at Red's Smokehouse and Taproom, this is an homage to that classic barbecue story. Pasco is really about the land. It's about the range. It's about the farm, right? Is that where the story came from?
That's exactly where it came from. That's what the name means. It means no boundaries, free range roaming and grazing. And we found a great young chef to take the lead and help us reach our goals on this journey, Sam Kraniak. And he's like a pit bull out in the chain that we've let loose. And now he's going to town, and he's ready. It's great.
You know, talking to chefs around town, when they're looking at their team, and they really are about empowering everyone in their team. Yeah. I've heard that story before. We don't want to limit or have these, you know, thresholds. If we want to see magnificence manifest, we let them do what they do.
Yes.
And 9 times out of 10, you're going to be blown away.
Right.
So this guy sounds great.
He's great. He's the man. He's a great young man. And he's taking the lead on these menus that we're putting together. And Scott's matching the beers and the drinks. And we have a great front of the house people that are bringing our service levels to the next level in the bar and in the wine program.
I love the cocktail program.
It's always been our soul.
From day one.
Right?
I mean, you start with the Father Kino and you just move your way through the list. Now, I would imagine that's one cocktail, Scott Miller, that as you rotate your cocktail menu and they're, you know, seasonally inspired and such, there's probably one cocktail on the menu that dare not leave the Pasco cocktail menu.
No.
No, never way. No.
And there have been so many great cocktails there that everybody has their opinion. Oh, this is my favorite. It should never be on the menu. But the Kino is its own
category.
Yeah.
You have Kino and then mixed craft cocktails.
Yes. Yeah. It almost deserves a whole page on itself. You guys are getting excited here. I mean, you've got Gem Show.
Yeah.
This is a great season for restaurateurs, right?
Exactly. It's our time. It's our time to shine.
It just gives people a chance. And you get to give people a sense of what the whole world is celebrating by this being a city of gastronomy, as so named by UNESCO, the United Nations. You know, you eat at all these restaurants here in Main Gate Square. This is Southern Arizona on a plate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Well said.
Anyway, Ramiro Scavo and Scott Miller here from Red's Smokehouse and Taproom and from Pasco right across the street, the honorable mayors of Main Gate Square. I want to thank you guys for everything that you
do. Thank you.
Now, I would imagine that there are people that are hungry, Ramiro, and there are people that are thirsty, Scott. So go back to work, and thank you for
everything you guys do. Great show.
And Rob Master, Make
you
a Wish Arizona.
Always. Every time, I love it.
Again, February the 19th.
Charles Steak, 11 to 1. $75 a person, Bald Beauty Project, Make-A-Wish.
All right, awesome. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week on themenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Scott Miller and Romero Scavo and Travis Peters and Rob LaMaster reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on The Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies, and get yourself down here to Red Smokehouse and Taproom. We'll see you next Saturday.